On the cyber frontier, it's increasingly clear that no business or government is safe. New details have emerged of a cyber attack in July last year, where hackers gained access to an Adelaide-based defence subcontractor's internal systems. Mitchell Clark from the Australian Signals Directorate told a Sydney conference the hack was extensive. The audio of him at the conference was revealed by the ABC.
The compromise was extensive and extreme, and as you'll see, most of that data was defence-related. Information on the JSF, the Joint Strike Fighter, the C-130, the P-8 Poseidon, the JDAM, that's a smart bomb, and a few Australian naval vessels.
The hackers maintained internal access to the system for around 4 months until authorities were alerted in November. Over that time, they stole 30 gigabytes of data, most of which was defence-related. Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on Cybersecurity, Alastair McGibbon, is downplaying the breach, saying none of the information was classified.
Well, there was absolutely no national security information that was contained in the systems. It was commercial in confidence, and Defence has been able to say that there was no impact whatsoever upon the systems that this company was assisting on.
He did say, however, that information hacked on the new Navy ships included a diagram in which you could zoom into the captain's chair and see that it was 1 metre away from the navigation chair. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the breach should never have happened.
The very fact that people who shouldn't have had access to this information got access should ring alarm bells in the government, but they don't appear to have woken up to this being a problem. If we got lucky this time and it was only sensitive information, not even more significant information, we need to make sure there is no next time. The government needs to wake up to itself, start taking its responsibilities seriously, and start protecting sensitive defence information.
As the Australian government increases its domestic shipbuilding capabilities, so too does the risk. The contractor involved had around 50 employees and only one IT person, and the password used on the company's system had admin as the username and guest as the password. Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne says those without proper cybersecurity won't get future contracts.
But it's a very important reminder to small and medium enterprises, as well as the large contractors, that they will not get work in defence industry if their cybersecurity is not up to standard.
Mitchell Clark from the Australian Signals Directorate says the nature of the attack shows a high degree of sophistication.
Sort of shows a maturing state of, I guess, nation-state espionage in that it's not just the old smash and grab that used to happen, you know, 5, 6 years ago. It's much more methodical and slow and deliberate.
While questions remain as to who exactly was behind the attack, Special Advisor Alastair McGibbon says it may be a foreign government.
Given the nature of who was targeted, it'd be fair to assume at least that it could well be a nation state. But it's very hard to identify who and what was behind these types of things.